Chapter 13, A Hard Question. Swiftly and skillfully, Chai ran until he sensed he was safe. Better safe than sorry. Then, because he knew he would have to return to where the awful noise was if he wanted to rejoin his friends, he cocked his ear and listened for it. But he could hear nothing, aside from the normal sounds of the forest. Had he run that far? Chai looked around. Not a clue. He sniffed. He listened. Nothing. A deer and her fawn browsed in the undergrowth. A woodpecker tapped nearby. A whiff of skunk drifted up. Had he run a great distance, or was all the racket all over and done with? Chai went up top to see what he could see. When he found the line of frozen spiderwebs poking out of the forest, something was different. Chai squinted. It almost looked as if the forest had been split, chewed away around the spiderwebs, leaving them in a lonely, unprotected trough. Up to a point, then the canopy remained undisturbed. He didn't know what to make of it. He looked for a silver egg and great beak to orient himself, then descended to traveling level and headed back. As he drew closer, he passed huddles of squawking and squabbling creatures. Scraps of conversations reached his ears. "Monsters," said a chickadee. "Giants, friend, fiends. My heart is still pounding. My down is standing on end." "It was quite frightening," a rabbit murmured to a groundhog. "I know I'm easily frightened, but even so, this was something big, something scary." "Hoodlums!" came from a small screeched owl, screeching to no one in particular from the safety of a hollow in a beech tree. "Barbarians, idiots! But what can you do? You pick yourself up, you pull yourself together, you move on." And Chai did move on. Presently he came to the third frozen spiderweb. The forest still surrounded it, but not far off he saw the kind of brightness that comes from a clearing. A clearing that had not been here before. He decided to go up to the spiderweb for a better view. He had climbed just higher than the treetops when a voice from overhead called out, "Jin!" Startled, he looked up. Two reddish squirrels were watching him from the ledge that was part of the spiderweb. "Noise, that Jin?" said the smaller one, patting the top of his own head. "It's not Jin," said the other. "Sorry, we thought he was someone else. Someone we know. Name of Jin." "Eh, look, Jin," said the first. "He is gray now." "Jed ain't the only gray squirrel there is," said the big one. "Do you know Jed?" asked Chai, climbing higher. "Have you seen him?" "He talks funny, look, Jed, too," said the small one, snickering. "Don't mind him," said the other. He extended his paw as Chai reached the level. "Chuck, right?" "Niam chon siam," said the other one. Recovering his manners, he added, "We was just about chow down. Do you want to partake? Do you kia partake?" Then he turned to Chuck and, behind the paw, added, "You probably don't know what the pinecone is either." "I'm Chai," said Chai, "and you're right, I don't." So they showed him and they showed Jed only the day before. They marveled at his story.
"You great types is quite tremendous lot," said Chuck. "You we reddish tend to stay put."
"So do I," said Chai, "usually." Chuck and Siam were staying put by moving onto a large cavity in the corner of the ledge. They showed Chai how they had already begun to cozy up with the grasses and leaves. After the brief tour, they stepped back out into what Chuck was calling the veranda and gazed at the unusual view before them. The forest had been removed from all around the buzz paths. A long corridor of empty space stretched as far as they could see until a curve took it out of sight. Some humans sat on the ground at the close end of the corridor having a picnic. Chai didn't understand why the buzz paths needed so much empty air around them. But having traveled here on the buzz paths, he understood these were the same paths that had passed through his own grove. One of them was within jumping distance of his mom and dad's nest. How frightened would they would have been if this destruction happened there? Terrified. And then it dawned on him that this would happen there. That's what was going on. Their home, his home, everyone's home would disappear. He had to go tell them, warn them, help them. He would warn everyone.
"But they're all done," said Chuck,
when Kai told them his plan. Jam stretched back, basking in the sunlight. "Listen at how quiet it is," he said. "They're not all done," said Chai. "If they were, they would leave." Still, he hesitated. Not because of Chuck's words, but because of Jed and Tzz. They were somewhere in the strange place far from home. Maybe together, maybe each one alone. How on earth could he find them? How could he not try? At the same time, in a definite location that he knew how to get to, everyone else he loved was unaware of the mayhem and destruction coming their way. He was only one squirrel. There wasn't much time. What should he do? What would you do if it were you?